we doing? Check. Alright.
Yeah, for the zeros, chasing that yam for the spot. Big guys, looks for change, that's infinite. Yeah, I'm on the thing, I'm hot. SES, we running this race. CAD for the CA fog. I took a ton of the push on his face. Biddy with the push, they hooked in my jaw. Full drive, banger for a night out day. Hit this ball with a passion. Saw another day that's a blessing. Spend the weekend, no question. Bear hot bars, we spawn for the century. God, my pot expensive. Jack walk up with the crack in his mentions. Over those bars, cause the ops aggressive. Kingston, boy, I'm rock obsessive.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
For the Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was For Sure by Ethel Kane. It's like it's the cover from American Football. It came out last year for their 25th album anniversary, I believe. And then what I have up next, because I've been rewatching Normal People, my friend was like, oh, what should we watch? And I said, we should put on Normal People, and we've been rewatching it. And the soundtrack on that is amazing. So what I have up next is Horn by Nick Drake, which I believe was in the show. It was either Horn or Parasite, I think. But I'm pretty sure it was Horn. And then after that, I have 5 a.m. by Leith Ross. I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was From the Morning by Nick Drake. And then before that, it was 5 a.m. by Leith Ross. And then Horn by Nick Drake. I did double up on two songs from Pink Moon by Nick Drake. But I was saying earlier, I was rewatching Normal People, and it sort of put me back in this, like, it put me back in my Nick Drake obsession. I think he is one of my favorite singers of all time. I adore him, and I think his like story is kind of depressing, where like he thought his music sucked and then he didn't really get recognition until after he died, despite him being alive for like such a short period of time. I find it like really depressing, but I do love him, and the guitar parts he uses, it's just insane. And I don't think there was anyone or will be anyone like Nick Drake in ways that are like insane. He's like, yeah, that's all I can really say. Anyway, what I have up next, this is pulled from Normal People as well, because you know, it's what I've been watching. Which, like, I think last week I said I was going to watch Stranger Things because it came out, and then I watched half an hour of the first episode and then haven't picked it back up. But I do need to finish it, because that's, like, I started watching in 2016 when it started, and I can't not do that. I can't not finish it. But that'll happen when it happens. So what I have up next is Angelus by Elliot Smith, and then Take It With You by Cameron Winter. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, east as the map goes, or further west than walk the pioneers. You can sail down south where the chocolate trees grow. Stay here. Cowboy north till you reach the Dakotas. Ride the highways in your Cadillac. You could make a fortune panning gold in Sarasota. Just don't come back. I found a keepsake of you by the window in the kitchen.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Take It With You by Cameron Winter, and then before that it was Angelus by Elliot Smith. I feel like this, like, the singles that this Cameron Winter song was taken from, it was just, like, a two-song single, whatever EP you want to call it, released, called singles. I feel like it's kind of underappreciated because it came out like 3 months before heavy metal, and it sort of went under the radar, and obviously because heavy metal came out after and heavy metal is insane. But I feel like the singles need a little more recognition. I also really like Vines off that EP too, so I recommend checking out those two songs. And then of course Elliot Smith, and I was saying earlier, I've been pulling music from normal people because I've been rewatching it. I feel like that's one of the most, like, depressing shows that you can watch. I read the book. I honestly never finished the show. I think I got to maybe the sixth episode and then I couldn't keep watching, but I do need to finish it eventually. But I do feel like I'm like, okay, I read the book, so like I'm a fan, and so it's okay. But it's like kind of the worst time to be watching it too, like mid-November. Depressing show, depressing weather. It's been awesome. Anyway, what I have up next is Pathways by Ezra Glant and Jonathan by Adrian Linker and Buck Meek. I hope you guys enjoy.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CLC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Skeleton.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Gnaw by Alex G, 2020-1203 by Mac DeMarco, Jonathan by Adrian Linker and Buck Meek, and then also Pathways by Ezra Glant. This Alex G song is maybe my favorite. I think this album is also my favorite of his, followed by I don't know, it's kind of hard to decide. They all have different amazing features and whatever, but I do think Race, his first album, is like the best one. It's got some bangers on it. This song feels very 2020 to me. So does Alex G, to be completely honest. It's like it's like a time capsule of that era, because that's when people were really into Alex G. And you know what? More power to him. I think he's great, and I think he's really cool. Although he did just get signed to like a major record label recently. I can't remember which one, which is kind of odd, and then only just now submitted himself to the Grammys as Best New Artist, which, like, boy, you've been around for, like, since 2009. So, like, almost 15 years. What's going on? You're not a new artist. I don't really understand that with the Grammys sometimes, where it's, like, Best New Artist, and they've been around for, like, years upon years. It's weird. But, like, again, like I said, more power to him. Anyway, what I have up next is Smile Please by Dean Blunt, and then also Seaforth by King Cole.
Same eyes. I'm freer than the bird. We soar above the broken arch. The train line in Seaforth. We sit and watch the planet die in our blood. We sit and smile without concern. Now walk through shop centers together. Our love dissolves this universe. I see you, my same eyes. Reflect the world that falls apart. There's a fire in our heart. Maybe this faith.
To come, I'll paint my future with you.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Drug Dealer with the News. This is a new release from Drug Dealer. They're kind of underappreciated. I feel like you don't really hear people talking about them, but I think they're really cool with the stuff they do. I really like their album Hiding in Plain Sight. It came out like 3 years ago, but I really like that one. So check it out. This was like from a single EP. Again, like I've said this a billion times where it's like on Spotify it comes up and it says a single, but to me, like, when there's two songs on it, it shouldn't be called a single. But then it's also like when you think back about records and all of that stuff where it's like, oh, if they do release a single, there's like an A side and a B side. So like it does make sense. But it kind of like messes with my mind sometimes, which like is just because I'm not buying physical singles. But both that came out on like 10 days ago on the 20th, I guess 11 days ago now, are both really good. And then he had on the other song, on like Real Thing, the other, the B side of the single, if you want to say, featured Way's Blood, which is sick. And she's also made a resurgence in my listening. I think it's like the November weather where it's like I have to listen to something sort of upsetting and sad, but that's super awesome. And then what I had before that was King Cruel with Seaforth and Smile Please by Dean Blunt. What I have up next is Something Drive by Post Animal and then Love Can't Break the Spell by Joe. I just discovered that Post Animal, like, Joe Keery is a member of Post Animal, and I feel like I've been like behind on that, which is insane because I'm such a fan of Joe Keery in ways that are like can't be described. Like, I love him. I think he's so cool. But I just discovered that he's in Post Animal, which is really sick. So I had to include both, and this is like both semi new releases. So super fun. I hope you guys enjoy.
Sure, I can learn to